Donald Trump and I use debt to get richer. Our bankers love us. Our bankers want us to borrow as much money as we can because borrowers make them richer. This is called other people's money, OPM. Donald and I recommend more financial education for you because we want you to be smarter when it comes to the use of debt. If we have more debtors, our nation's economy will grow. If we have more savers, our economy will shrink. If you can understand that debt can be good and carefully learn to use debt as leverage, you will gain an advantage over most savers. Next advice, get out of debt. Most savers think that debt is bad and that paying off the mortgage on their home is smart. And for many people, debt is bad and getting out of debt is smart. Yet if you are willing to invest some time in your financial education, you can get ahead faster using debt as leverage. But again, I caution you to first invest in your financial education before you invest with debt. There is good debt and bad debt. The purpose of getting financially smart is to know when to use debt and when not to. Donald and I love real estate simply because our bankers love to lend us money to buy good real estate that is well managed. Savers who invest in mutual funds have a difficult time using leverage, simply because most bankers will not lend money on mutual funds. Why? Apparently, bankers think mutual funds are too risky and consider real estate a safer investment. Next advice, invest for the long term. Look at this advice as a sales pitch. Turn your money over to me for years, and I will charge you fees for the long term. I call it a sales pitch because invest for the long term is like the airlines offering you a frequent flyer program. They want to keep you as a lifetime loyal paying customer. It also means they can charge you fees for the long term. This would be like paying your real estate broker a commission for selling you your house and then paying the broker a residual commission for as long as you occupy the house. Mutual funds may not perform as well as other investments due to the fees paid for management of the fund. While I do not mind paying fees, I do not like paying fees for subpar performance. Many people invest in mutual funds for the long term. However, mutual funds provide no leverage. As I said earlier, my banker will not lend me millions of dollars to invest in mutual funds, simply because they are too risky. One of the differences between mutual funds and hedge funds is leverage. Hedge funds often use borrowed money. Why do they use borrowed money? With borrowed money, you can increase your ROI, your return on investment, if you are a smart investor. In other words, the more of your own money you use, the lower your returns. There is a time and place for mutual funds. I invest in them occasionally. But to me, mutual funds are like fast food. It's okay once in a while, but you do not want to make a habit of consuming it. Then finally, there's the often heard advice to diversify, diversify, diversify. Warren Buffett, reportedly the world's richest investor, has this to say about diversification. Diversification is protection against ignorance. It makes very little sense if you know what you are doing. So the question is, whose ignorance are you protecting yourself from? Your ignorance or your financial advisor's ignorance? Personally, I do not diversify, at least not in the way the financial planners recommend. I do not buy a lot of different assets. I would rather focus. In fact, the way I get ahead is by focusing, not diversifying.